The vagus nerve represents the nerve of the fourth and subsequent brachial arches. Caudally, from the ganglion interference, it descends along the internal carotid artery and the common carotid artery, and it arrives in the mediastinum via the superior thoracic aperture. The right nerve passes over the subclavian artery and the left over the aortic arch and behind the root of the lungs. From that point on, both nerves are in close contact with the esophagus, forming the esophageal plexus. Terminal branches pass with the esophagus into the abdominal cavity via the diaphragmatic esophageal hiatus. Now, you've learned how to identify workplace hazards and how to report them to your supervisor. In this module, we'll discuss the hierarchy of control measures that can be used to eliminate hazards from the workplace process. The purpose of this video is to present the senior nursing student with basic information about Swan Ganz catheters and caring for critically ill patients with this hemodynamic monitoring device. The Swan Ganz catheter is a term used to describe any balloon flow-directed pulmonary artery catheter. The catheter was developed in the early 1970s by two physicians, Dr. Swan and Dr. Ganz.